Hello, my awesome PMP warriors. I hope you are following along and enjoying this series where we're going into the 49 processes, but we're going very quick. This is Risk Management Day. What is a risk? A risk is an uncertain event, positive or negative, that can impact the project. The very first thing you do in risk management is you plan risk management. In other words, you decide which tools and techniques and processes will you use to manage risks. How frequently will you meet on risk topics? The next thing you do is called identify risks. You are identifying both the positive and negative risks that could happen on the project and logging them in a risk register for further action. The difference between a risk and an issue is that a risk could happen, an issue is happening. That is one important distinction. Number three, performing a qualitative risk analysis. This is next. We call the process perform qualitative risk analysis because we are analyzing the risks by categorizing the risks and scoring the risks with the formula risk score equals probability times impact. So we have all of these risks. We have the risk score for each one, and that helps us to prioritize these risks as a first pass. But that is never enough. On many projects, you've got to go to the next level. Now, on some projects, we go to that next level by doing a detailed quantitative risk analysis. So perform quantitative risk analysis is where we perform a quantitative risk analysis by computing the expected monetary value, EMV, and then aggregating the EMV for all the risks. When that is done, you've got a much clearer idea of the risks you need to aggressively go after. And that takes us into number five, plan risk responses. In this process, we are planning the risk responses to carry out on the project. This takes into account both positive and negative risk responses. I have a mnemonic, and I'm going to zero in on that mnemonic so you don't forget it. Let's zero in on that mnemonic. So you can see over here I have EASY, E-A-S-E-E. The E's are escalate, exploit, and enhance. The A is for accept, and the S is for share. And that is for positive risks or opportunities, how you respond to them. You could escalate, you could avoid, you could share, you could exploit, you could enhance. Then we have A team for the negative risks. You could avoid, transfer, escalate, accept, or mitigate. Make sure you know the subtle differences between these. Accept is accept on either side. But we have passive accept and active accept. Passive accept is doing absolutely nothing. Active accept is putting aside some amount of money or contingency to deal with either the positive or negative risk. So you got to go deep into these, right? Escalate is when it is beyond your stated authority or when it is not related to the project. Share is when we are sharing a risk, a positive risk. Transfer is when we are transferring ownership of a negative risk, like insurance. So you got to know the subtle differences between these. I could go into these for hours on end, but we do need to move on. All right, so that is planning risk responses. Number six, this is implementing the risk responses that have been decided upon, using influence to get traction on those risk response actions. The final thing in risk here is monitor risk, okay? So this is where we monitor the project risk and take the necessary action to update the risk register as needed with new or modified risks. And that concludes our review of risk management, my friends. It was quicker than I thought. I hope you found value from it. If you got any questions, put them in the comments below, and don't forget to check out the 40 days to PMP Exam Success free curriculum right here on YouTube. You'll find the playlist in the channel. And also don't forget to hit like, subscribe, and share with your friends. I'll see you in the next video. Bye for now.